All right. Well, welcome to our podcast. This is episode one. Our podcast is called You're Welcome, and we'll tell you more about how we picked that name. But first, I'm Chris.
You're not going to say anything about yourself?
Okay, well, I'm Chris. I'm like 30 years old. We're living in Chicago. I have like a two-year-old, and I guess the unique, I'll just jump in then, if you want me to talk more about myself and kind of what we're doing.
I mean, just a little bit.
Okay, well, more about myself, let's see, what do you want me to say, like, what do I do for work?
I guess you could have, but now it's like too late, so we're just gonna move on. It's
okay, my turn. So, what's your name?
Oh, so my name's Ayesha, my last name's Gloria, different from my husband. Yeah, I just was lazy, didn't change it. Then turned out to be this whole thing. Post lady's always giving me trouble, saying, "When are you gonna change your last name? You match your husband. Come on." And I'm like thinking, "Well, now I want to be like, I don't need to change my last name."
Yeah, so it started out as an accident, but now it's like,
hey, now it's on purpose.
We're progressive. We're cool.
Yeah, we want to keep. We don't need no double same names.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we decided to do this podcast together.
All right, so it's called You're Welcome. Say why it's called You're Welcome.
A little background is, we tried to brainstorm quite a few different names, but they just weren't really sticking, or it kind of gave the wrong impression, you know? We didn't really want to... Of the podcast. Yeah, we didn't want to be like, hey, we're so smart. No way. We're not even close.
Okay, let's take a step back first. Okay, so the reason why we're doing this podcast is we have a two-year-old. And we don't have like hardly any time with all the other stuff we're doing to spend time with each other. And we both separately wanted to had podcast ideas, but we thought, you know what? What if the podcast, making the podcast, like coming up with ideas, editing, just doing it all, what if that was like our time together? Like, what if that was our date night? And putting forward into, I don't know, existence? Well, I'm sure it already exists. But instead of, like, having the stereotypical date be dinner or a movie where the end result is you just enjoy time together, what if dates were where you created something together? That's kind of where we wanted to go. But then the reason why it's called You're Welcome is we're going to be talking about some random stuff. Well, so here we go. So Ayesha, she's going to research a random topic. I have no idea what it's going to be. And we're going to talk about it. She's going to tell us all those facts. And so the listener, you, will learn about it. So it's like, you're welcome, right?
Yeah, so it's mostly you're welcome to you, though, Chris.
Oh, probably. Welcome to me. I'm welcome.
Because I'm enriching your life.
So you're saying you're welcome to
me. So I'm saying you're welcome to you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, which is also, I mean, yeah. Welcome to other people. But also, it's more like a conversation.
Got it.
It's almost like a sitcom podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it may evolve as it goes on.
Yeah, but that's what's going to be. We don't really know. This first podcast, got to cut us some slack.
Right.
And I make some mistakes.
Right. And just some of the, I guess, logistics. I am not spending any time prepping for these. But so my role is to do all the editing afterwards and, like, get the podcast up and everything. Then Ayesha's doing all the prepping before this. So we actually have content.
Yeah.
Like a topic to talk about. So I have no idea what we're talking about today.
Yeah, he has no idea, which is really fun for me because I love surprises. But also, I mean, I'm not spending all week, you know, prepping for this. It's like, I mean, Ellie keeps me busy.
Yeah.
So I got like maybe 1 or 2 hours of brainstorming time during the week for this. So it's not like crazy.
So setting expectations low.
It's more like I have this interesting topic that I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Okay.
And then I kind of want to get your reaction from it.
Let's go. Let's get
some stuff. Okay. So we'll just jump right in.
Okay. You got a little journal?
Yeah. I got a little journal here because I don't want to forget, and also some fun facts that.
Oh yeah, you gotta write those down.
Yeah, you gotta write those down. Okay. You won't get those wrong.
All right, let's just hear it.
All right. So first, I'm gonna ask you, what do you think my favorite topic to talk about is?
Your favorite topic to talk about?
Like, it comes up. It comes up a lot.
What? I mean, I'm gonna get this wrong. Your favorite topic to talk about.
It's a pretty big topic.
It's a big topic.
Yeah.
Is it like a political topic?
It could fall into a political, but it's not.
Okay, is it something about like recycling?
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay.
Yes, the topic is recycling. Well, not recycling, just recycling, but it's it's having an eco-friendly home.
Okay.
Okay, so it sounds fun, right?
Yeah. This is totally, you love this topic.
Yeah, it's classic Aya, right?
Yeah.
So, first off, I just want to say, composting.
No, absolutely not. Okay, let's preface this by telling everyone, we live in Chicago. Like, there's
an apartment.
It's an apartment. There's like people all over, different apartments. There's no front yard, backyard. Where are you going to compost? Like, inside the house?
No, I was just joking. I just wanted to throw that out. I just wanted to laugh a little
bit. Good, I'm glad it was a joke.
Yeah, I haven't looked into any ideas for city composting. Yeah. So if anyone has some, let me know. Yeah. And I will definitely look into that.
Yeah. Okay, actually, before you continue, I just want everyone to know, like, I'm not anti-recycling. Because I'm scared this will come across as, like, I'm anti. I'm just anti, like, the level of recycling that Aisha is into. Like, composting... Like, this is not the first time she brought that up. Okay, so go ahead and continue.
Okay. So, I guess I'll start off with a fun fact that's kind of disturbing, actually.
It's fun and disturbing.
Yeah, because it's like, it's going to blow your mind. Okay. Alright, so, did you know that 91% of all the world's plastic is not recycled? Like, it can be, but it's not.
Okay, so it just hangs out.
That's huge. It goes to the landfills. Or the ocean. Yeah, kills that, animals.
I don't know how fun that is.
It's not.
But yeah, that sucks. But it's mind-blowing. That sucks for the earth.
91%.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of one of those things that is like really makes me want to recycle.
Okay.
But.
Can't compost plastic.
You can't do that, really. No. So, I was trying to think about what are some other things in our home that we could switch out with more eco-friendly stuff.
It's like, don't use plastic.
Yeah, I mean, we are already trying not to use plastic, but so much stuff comes with plastic. Like cereal. You want cereal? There's a plastic bag in there.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. But there's this place, let's see. Sorry. This is where things are going to get a little...
Because you gotta read your journal.
I just gotta read my notes here.
Okay.
Because this lady, her name is Anne Marie Bonnieu. So she's a zero waste chef. Or that's what she calls herself.
Okay.
Right? Well, she said that she rarely recycles. And at first I was kind of like, what? Zero waste and you don't recycle? Like, what kind of green person
she's
are
letting,
you?
She's letting her customers take the plastic home.
Yeah, maybe. No, but she said that she doesn't buy things that need to be recycled or that would have to have, you know, packaging. So I was like, I don't know why I didn't even think about that. So
she's probably composting.
She's probably composting. She actually didn't say that in her article. But she said that to her, recycling should be the last resort, which is kind of a paradigm shift for me. If you think about it?
Yeah.
Right now, our first like thought about being eco-friendly is like, we need to recycle more. But actually, recycling is not the answer, which is interesting.
Yeah. Makes sense, though, now you said that.
Yeah. But I would have never thought about that on my own without reading that. It should be the last resort.
So the reason why you would have to recycle is because you're already messing up.
Yeah, exactly. So we know how we collect lots of recycle? We're messing up big.
Okay, really quick, side story. So collecting a lot of recycle, because this is what we do. So... I actually normally would just throw things away, but so we don't have a recycling bin at our apartment complex.
Yeah, because recycling people just keep taking it; they don't leave it
for some reason. Yeah. So our landlord says that they ordered one or whatever, and for some reason, like it'll just disappear.
Yeah,
like for months.
It's been gone for 6 months, actually.
Okay, so what happens during this time? I should grab anything that is recyclable, even stuff that's probably not recyclable.
No, I've checked.
You check?
Yeah, I've checked for sure.
All right, and we just have this huge stack. It's gone now because...
I just took it a couple days ago.
You took it to, like, a real recycling place.
But we have, like,
a
laundry basket, like, one of those horizontal ones, and...
And then it's filled, like, four times over.
Yeah, it's just, like, one of those... What do you call it? Jengas. It's like a Jenga.
Yeah, it's like a Jenga.
It's a recycling Jenga pile.
Yeah, and everyone's all stuff will, like, fall down. And even Ellie will be like, ooh, look, it's garbage. Yeah, and you want to put it back in the recycling tower.
Yeah.
Jenga. All right, so continue. What do you got?
Yeah. Anyways.
So this chef.
So after I read that, I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's think about our most commonly used items that we have in our house that we can change up.
Okay.
So, the first one, I didn't really think too much about it because you don't really use razors very much.
No, I don't.
But, I mean, I guess it could be something we could do because, I mean, I shave my legs, obviously.
Well, not obviously.
I guess not, but...
Some people don't.
Some people don't. It's fine. But...
So what's your alternative to anyway, a razor?
Anyway, so they have...
You gonna straight blade it?
Yeah, they have, like, single blade razors, and there's, like, no plastic packaging.
Okay.
Because it's just crazy how many razors go into the landfills as well. You wanna guess?
Like, for the entire population of the world?
Yeah.
So, and then like what, per year?
Per year.
So how many razors, is it like a number of razors, mm-hmm. does the entire population of the entire world, which we're what at, like 7.5 billion people right now?
Yeah, just take a guess.
A year. Okay, well, I'm going to say 1.5 billion.
Ooh, you're close. 2 billion. You're really close. I didn't think you were going to get that close.
Yeah.
Good job. Anyways, that's a really bad number, don't you think?
But they're so small.
But they stay there forever, man. It's plastic.
The plastic is like metal. Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I see.
The metal part could be recycled if it was just the metal. Okay. Think about it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. My first thought is like, if you just get one of those razors where you can just buy extra cartridges, like it's not like that big in size. Like, is this really a big thing? Do we need to make a big deal about it?
Yeah, I think it is. Well, depending on how often, I guess it depends on the shaver.
Like what? Oh, like, yeah, like the disposable ones. If you're just like one-time use, those are bad, obviously.
Right. Yeah, but I think maybe what do people do with the reusable cartridge ones, you know?
Well, they buy like a pack of 5 Gillette cartridges, 5 blade.
But do they keep that same one forever?
No, they use it. They run out. They get dull.
No. I mean the handle part.
Oh, the handle part. Well, you usually keep it until, like, looks gross or like, yeah, you don't keep it forever. At least I don't.
But do they recycle them?
No.
Are they recyclable?
I don't know. I think I just throw. You just throw those away.
Exactly.
But they're like metal.
So at least you should make some kind of process for that, don't you think?
I guess, but they're just so small.
Every small action has a big effect.
Okay, yeah,
in
yeah, gotcha,
accumulated
gotcha.
Amount.
Okay, so I'm with you. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Anyways, so that was just we don't use them so much that we would need to maybe do that. But next one, I think you're gonna love this one. Okay.
Love it. Okay.
You're gonna love it.
Am I gonna love it? Let's see.
Okay. Recycled toilet paper.
Wait. So you're talking about, like, not putting it in the toilet? And then, like, reusing it?
Okay, so that is actually one way to do this. It's called reusable toilet paper. If you look on Amazon, you can buy reusable.
What is it, like a towel?
You know, it's basically, like, the concept of cloth diapers, but it's in the shape of toilet paper. Like, you know, you can dispense it like a toilet paper, and you'd put it in your waste basket, and then you'd wash it at the end of the day.
Ooh, I'm not loving this.
I'll be honest, I am not into it either. I read a little bit about, like, what's the process to make sure you're not cross-contaminating your whole house, right? So you'd have to, like, disinfect and sanitize with bleach, and of course, like, the hot water has to be a certain temperature or whatever.
Okay.
And,
Heat and bleach.
And,
You're saying the whole house?
No.
The bathroom?
Just the waste basket.
Waste basket, okay.
And then you can only wash your, whatever, your little teepees, reusable teepees, in one load. So it'd kind of be a waste of water, you know, because it'd be such a small load, right? Yeah. So I kind of threw that idea out the window, but I had to bring it up because I thought you would think it's so funny.
That's horrible.
But it's not catching on. Yeah, because actually, toilet paper, because of the septic tanks, it, like, breaks it down so well.
Okay, so it's
not that big of a deal. Like, the bacteria uses the stuff as a food source or whatever. So,
but I wonder, there probably is a little bit of financial savings, right? Or no, would it not, because you have to wash it.
I don't think it would be. And also, there was this guy that did, he did a micro study on himself, yeah, on how much toilet paper he used in a year.
Right.
He only spent $52 on toilet paper.
Okay.
So it's like not that big of a...
$52, even after year. 10 years, is only $500.
Yeah, so it's not that much money for toilet paper. Whoa,
okay, so let's say you live 100 years. Mm-hmm. That's only $5,000 worth of toilet paper.
Well, it depends on how you use it. I think he said he used maybe 8 squares a day or something like that. So you have to,
squares a day.
Depends on the number amount, yeah, of squares that you use.
Okay.
Which brings me to another fact. The average person uses 57 sheets of toilet paper a day.
57
a day. Sheets a day.
Let me think about this. Let's see. How about how long is a sheet? It's like 5 inches?
Yeah. So actually, this said that it was about 2 miles long.
Well, a day? There's no way. I mean, they're talking about a year, two
okay,
miles.
Okay, the year was 2 miles long. Yeah, that's right.
There's no way. Can you imagine how long it would even take you to pull out 2 miles worth of teepee?
No, I don't know. I mean, if you think about how long it takes you to walk a mile.
Yeah, it's probably going to take longer. It's going to take much longer. Oh my gosh. I don't even know how big the teepee roll would have to be to allow you to have 2 miles.
It's not going
to
fit on that little stick, okay, that's but, for but sure. Still,
57 squares, that sounds like
that's
a lot.
That's a lot for one day. Oh, another. This is like the funniest one that I found, you know? Because there's also this Sheryl Crow thing that she said that maybe everyone should just use 1 square every time they went to the bathroom. Yeah.
Really quick, this is going to be bad, but Sheryl Crow, I should know who that is, right?
She's like a singer.
Okay.
From probably our parents' days, I would say.
Okay, that's enough.
That's
probably
all you really need to know. Okay. But yeah, she's famous, and she said that people should try to just use 1 square for every bathroom use.
Every bathroom use 1 square? Yeah. I mean, I guess it's possible.
I mean, personally, I prefer 2 squares at least, maybe 3.
Well, I guess you're saying after 1 square, you're not done. You just try your hardest to use 1. And then after you've tried your hardest, you've tried.
Then okay, you gotta use 2.
You folded that, what's the maximum times you fold a piece of paper is 7. So you've folded your square 7 times. Still stuff. I mean, you gotta use another square.
Got to. You gotta be clean.
So we could try.
Oh, I just thought of this. Why are we dumb? We could use a bidet.
You would have to buy a bidet.
They're self-install. You can self-install bidets into your regular toilet. And then you wouldn't have to use so much toilet paper. You could use 1 square. You get a little squirt,
what about all that
and then you
extra
just use
water?
A square to dry. It's from the toilet anyways.
Oh, that sounds so gross. But okay, well, if we try it out, we'll have to make a podcast about bidets.
Yeah.
If we're seriously going to do it, that could be your topic, and we could learn about the anatomy of bidet and all that
the
stuff.
The mechanics, not the anatomy.
Okay.
Oh, man. But okay, so before we get to that level of bidet-ness,
Toilet usage, yeah.
Toilet usage. Probably the next step for us would be to use 100% recycled toilet paper.
Okay.
So that is from this place I found. It's called Who Gives a Crap?
Whoa, what a cool... Is that their company name?
That's their company name.
Ooh, I would go to Who Gives a Crap. Man, too bad they couldn't sponsor one of this podcast.
Who knows? Maybe they'll want to retrograde their profits.
So Who Gives a Crap?
Anyways, yeah, so they use 100% recycled paper fibers. They don't even use trees for their toilet paper. They use bamboo and sugar cane, stuff like that. But yeah, and then they use, I think they give 50% of their profits to places that need toilets. Not just toilets, but outhouse and stuff.
Sure. But I guess the thing about that is price. I mean, I'm not gonna...
Right, right. I actually didn't look at how much it costs for that, but...
And comfort.
It's gotta be...
It's gotta match the Charmin. What do we use? Charmin Extra Soft?
Yeah.
It's gotta, be a Charmin Extra Soft quality.
Oh, well, I guess we'll have to get a sample pack or
that
something.
That is, no more than, 20% more expensive.
Yeah.
If that's possible, then maybe...
Maybe.
And okay.
All right. Well, that's something that we can look into. Well, enough of the, about the dumps. Let's move on. So I got two more topics that are kind of combined kind of thing.
Okay.
So toothbrushes. I know you like your toothbrushes real tough.
I like the tough toothbrushes, the ones that got like the variety of bristles.
Yeah.
And even different lengths.
I know that. But
I also like to brush. I'm a hard brusher too.
You're super hard brusher.
So if I got a soft toothbrush, I don't think it's gonna last.
Yeah. So here's the bad thing about you with your plastic toothbrushes.
Like what?
You're contributing to the 5 billion plastic toothbrushes that go into the landfills worldwide.
Wait, what's the alternative of a plastic toothbrush?
Bamboo.
Okay, I'll do bamboo.
Bamboo toothbrushes are biodegradable. There's this company that sends you a 4-pack. It's supposed to last you a year, and it's only $15.
I'd do that as long as we could. Let's definitely try this. What's the company name? Shout out to them too. Let's see.
What's it called? Actually, I don't know that company name.
All right. Well, if
there's quite a few out there.
If we ever get big enough to like get sponsors, there's like tons of potential here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways.
But this is mostly just for us to.
Right. This is date night.
Let's get back to Mother Earth, you know? Just give back some stuff. Yeah.
So far for this date night, you've brought up razors, toilet paper, and my toothbrushes.
Yeah, and toothpaste.
No, toothpaste. Okay.
So the toothpaste, this is a super interesting one. So this one actually came up in my Facebook newsfeed.
Okay.
It's a company called Bite. It's pretty cool.
Great name.
They make toothpaste tablets. So they're like little tablets, and you bite it, and then it like foams up. And you brush with the water.
Cool. You know? I like to
really
try that.
Really cool. Yeah. Not very expensive. It's like $10 for a 1 month supply. But, you brush your teeth twice a day.
Well, I think our tube lasts more than a month, though. So, like, we're talking...
Tube?
This is more expensive than, like, the Crest 3D. The purple one. The purple and white one that's, like, really good. That we only buy sometimes because it's expensive.
Oh.
So, like, that one's even more...
The one that
more,
I usually have to use a coupon for.
Yeah. So, like, that one's even more expensive than this.
But if you think about it, how many toothpaste tubes are going to the
landfill?
Oh, yeah,
well, that's a lot.
There's a lot of toothpaste
tubes.
That's a lot. So, like, the good thing about the tablets is they come in a glass bottle, and then you can just store them in there, and then you get, like, this, when you need refills, they send it to you in a cardboard cartridge, and so that's also biodegradable, and it doesn't go to the... If it goes to the landfill, it's, like, zero waste.
Okay, let me tell you what I like about this. So, like, so far, out of all the other ideas, they rather just impact you. Like, your razors only impact you. Your toothbrush only impacts you. But the other two things, the toilet paper and the toothpaste, that could impact, like, guests, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if I have, like, the reusable TP, that's, like, negative for guests. Like, that's a reason to not come over to our house.
Yeah.
But if, like, we have some friends or family spending the night or whatever... That'd be super cool to have this glass container of chewable toothpaste.
You know, it'd be really cool, too, if they sold it in bulk.
Okay.
Like, so why should I only get, like, a 1 month? Like, right. I'm gonna brush my teeth all year.
Yeah, like Costco size.
Yeah, like Costco size of them tablets.
Yeah. Okay, we'll
maybe we should send them a comment about that.
Right.
But, yeah, so they have that cool reusable glass jar kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and some other, like... Random things I was thinking about. I didn't really research these, but I thought maybe we can do this. It's like a DIY thing. Have you ever seen those, like, it's like to replace plastic wrap? It's a beeswax paper.
To replace
plastic wrap.
So not to replace wax paper.
No, to replace plastic wrap. So you, like, have a piece of cloth or something, and then you wrap it, or you put beeswax on it, and you can... Wrap it around your Tupperware, and it sticks just like plastic wrap.
All right, sounds good.
But you have to make it on your own.
But here's another thing, though. Like,
or I think it's kind of expensive to buy.
Yeah, plastic wrap is so cheap, and it's like not that.
But did you know it's not recyclable?
But like, I'm also thinking really quick about like, let's say all this.
Can
stuff
you imagine
that,
a turtle with his little plastic wrap?
Okay,
head?
That's super sad. So sad. Like, I totally okay. I get that. But like, imagine like all the garbage we have. Like, let's say a month. Right, and then if you like just took out the plastic wrap, we're talking about like something very insignificant. Like, we're maybe talking about two turtle heads a year. No.
That's a lot of turtle heads a year.
Well, compared to, like, other stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, every little effort, I feel like, if everyone did a little bit of this all over the city, think about how big of an impact that would be. All
right, well, again, if guests are over, they probably think it's cool with the beeswax. Mind your beeswax. Is that the name of the company? Mind Your Own Beeswax?
No.
All these companies don't have
just,
a good name.
That was just
so
like
far.
A DIY, like how to be more green.
Oh, do it yourself? So, yeah. Like, you just, where are you going to buy beeswax?
I don't know.
And does it come out in like sheets? I've never seen it,
but that's something to look into. But there are companies that sell it.
Oh, they
but
sell it.
But it was
so
just like,
DIY.
if you don't want a DIY, you can. But if you don't want to,
okay.
can buy it.
Well,
but then my thought process was also like, when we're trying to go green, why are we buying more stuff, you know? If you already have things that you could use to make it yourself.
Gotcha.
You know? Which brings me to my next point. We could make our own cleaning products.
Okay, I'm for that.
Easy, right? Just to tie it all together was the whole reuse, reduce...
That's the catchphrase?
The catchphrase, yeah.
So yeah, reuse, reduce, don't recycle.
Recycle.
So no. We're recycling.
Oh yeah, try not to recycle, but last resort is recycling.
So the moral of the podcast
that's why it's like,
is...
reduce, reuse, then recycle is the last one.
Right, so don't recycle. No.
Recycle
is your last resort.
Is the last resort.
Reuse, so all that junk you have...
Reuse.
Try to reuse that.
Reduce what you buy.
Reduce what you buy.
And recycle what you have.
So, you didn't even mention composting, which I'm really happy about.
I didn't, because that would be a whole podcast on its own.
Okay, well, really quick, do you agree with me in your heart of hearts that composting is, like, for us, is going to be too gross? The benefit versus the drudgery, it is not worth it. Right?
No.
You
There's going to be composting in our future.
Like, way future. Like, in the future when we move to suburbia.
No, probably... If there's a spot for compost somewhere we live, I'm probably gonna
like outside though, right?
Outside, yeah. Not,
but what about all the rats and mice in Chicago?
We're all figured out.
Oh my gosh, I'm not.
I've seen some pretty cool compost. Nothing can get in.
Nothing can get in. Okay.
Yeah, nothing can get in. Nothing can get out.
All right. Well, hey, I actually enjoyed this little chit chat.
Did you like all my ideas?
I mean, they were very bathroom centered.
Well, I had to focus on something. Like, I couldn't just do all of it.
Out of all the things to recycle, like our big junk, hunk of junk.
Hunk of junk.
But no, I guess it had a theme to it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
I'm glad you liked it.
I guess I say thank you, right? You say...
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, and that's the name. Should we do something? I don't know. We'll
yeah, that's cute.
Okay. Well, thanks, Aya.
You're welcome.
That's the end pretty much of our first podcast date now.
Have a good week.
Have a good week. Like, we're going to see them next week.
Yeah, is it not weekly?
I don't know. It's...
I guess we never talked about that.
We
huh?
did talk about doing it two times a month, but now.
Oh.
Okay, we'll try it. Let's try weekly.
Let's try weekly. Let's see what happens.
We'll see what happens. So see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.